Big issues. Repeal the Affordable Care Act. The heart of the issue. While the Affordable Care Act has helped many Americans obtain health insurance, critics point to the tax increases, higher deductibles, and higher insurance premiums needed to pay for it. Support. Representative Greg Walden, Republican, Oregon. Walden is a member of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Oppose. Representative Frank Pallone, Jr., Democrat, New Jersey. Pallone is the ranking member of the House Committee on Energy and Commerce. Support. Representative Walden. The Affordable Care Act, a.k.a. Obamacare, is failing. Premiums are rising, insurers are fleeing, and patients across the country are feeling the weight of a health care market that is collapsing on top of them. Oregonians, including many veterans, tell me troubling stories about how this law has negatively affected them. I have listened as owners of small businesses described having to choose between paying ever-increasing premiums for health insurance for their workers or reducing shifts and shrinking their workforce. One veteran in my district shared the dismay he felt after his wife's company began cutting hours to shield its bottom line from the burdens of this law. At the time, his wife's job was their sole source of income, and the new law threatened to deal a crushing blow to their household finances. We were told the healthcare exchanges set up under the law would give patients more choices at lower costs. On the contrary, people in one-third of all U.S. counties will have just the Obamacare insurer option in 2017. Mandates and tax penalties were supposed to force young, healthy Americans into the health exchanges and drive down costs in the insurance marketplace. Yet the marketplace is collapsing throughout the country as these very young people take a pass and the high costs of those plans reach unsustainable levels. We must rebuild our healthcare system in a way that puts patients and their doctors in the driver's seat without a federal bureaucrat sitting between them. By implementing patient-centered reforms, we will provide all Americans with more choices, more control, and greater access to quality and affordable health care. Oppose. Representative Pallone. The Affordable Care Act, ACA, has improved access to quality health care for veterans across the nation. While we have a lot more work to do to ensure that all veterans have access to health care, Republican efforts to repeal the ACA would lead to millions of veterans either losing the coverage they've gained or paying more for less. Since the ACA went into effect in 2013, the uninsured rate among non-elderly veterans has decreased by 42% nationwide. During the same period, veterans reported a reduction in unmet health needs, which suggests that expanded insurance coverage under the ACA has led to improved access to care. The basic benefits to which all Americans, including veterans, now have access is better than before the ACA. Plans cover important preventive services, such as flu shots, cancer screenings, and depression screenings, at no extra cost. Veterans no longer have to fear discrimination or the possibility of huge price hikes because of pre-existing conditions. All these benefits would go away if Republicans repeal the ACA. The ACA also expanded Medicaid to provide health insurance to millions of newly eligible middle and low-income Americans. This expansion has been tremendously successful. Today, more than 500,000 previously uninsured veterans and many of their spouses have health insurance. These numbers would be even higher today if 19 additional states had chosen to participate in Medicaid expansion. If Republicans were serious about improving our health care system, they would join us in strengthening the ACA, not dismantling the health security of millions of Americans. Contact your elected officials. The Honorable, name, U.S. Senate, Washington, D.C., 20510. Phone 202-224-3121. The Honorable, name, U.S. House of Representatives, Washington, D.C., 20515. Phone 202-225-3121.